Sarah. Do you mind introducing yourself and telling us your age and occupation in the 1970s?
My name is Rodney Butterworth. I am 80 years old, retired from an advertising career in the Rochdale Observer and other careers before then, but too numerous to mention.
So what were you doing in the 70s, Mr. Rod?
Well, in the 70s I was working for the Rochdale Observer, selling advertising space to a lot of the retailers in the town, and eventually onto the manufacturers and the big companies, the Dunlops and the Woolworths store at the warehouse of Woolworths up at near Castleton, very large companies, Fothergill and Harveys, all the big manufacturers.
We understand you were on a game show called Beat the Clock. Could you tell us about your experience on the show?
Well, that was interesting. That was going back quite a number of years, and I was working then at a firm called Bamford's Furnishes on Cheetham Street in Rochdale, before all the alterations. It was a very big store and was very well renowned in the town for being an independent store that had a very good range of goods. I was in charge of the carpet department, which was a very, very busy department. We sold a lot of carpets, and I was responsible for the window dressing and seeing that all the stock was correct, and for selling carpets, because people in house, the main time was in February, where all the carpet manufacturers went down to Earl's Court and they all showed their goods to the trade. The manufacturer on Firth stand, Firth's of a Yorkshire firm near Bradford, and he was on the stand and he said, I've got something for you. And my boss at Bamford's, he said that he would allow my wife to come with me on this particular trip, because I'd only just got married the year before. And so we both went down, and the man on the stand, the representative, said, I've got two tickets for you here to go to a show on Sunday night. So I said, that's nice. So it was a show to the London Palladium. And thought, well, you can't get a better theatre than that. So we went along, got our tickets, and went up the stairs, and we had two seats in the circle, and settled ourselves down. And before the show starts, you get an audience warmer comes on, stands on the stage and tells a few jokes, and perhaps sings a song or something like that, and gets everybody all happy and clappy and in a good mood before the show starts. And he said, and there's one thing that I want to do now. He said, I want to pick somebody to take part in the game show that we have, Beat the Clock. So he said, he shouted out, he said, is there anybody here from a town in the news? Well, instantly I stood up and I said, Rochdale! Anyway, we were taken downstairs by this usherette, and taken round the back stairs and round out of sight of everything else, and appeared at the bottom. And we were given two seats right at the front of the stage. Just wait here after you've given us this information, just wait here. And she said, and the Tiller girls, they were called, and as I mentioned to you before, you know, they were tall girls to start with, on shoes that would frighten anybody to put them on, and And I just looked at them, and there were belly buttons going past my eyes. And but they were very famous dancers, of course, and they opened every show of the Sunday night at the London Palladium. But they went on just to introduce this game show. And to do, I had to do a game first, which was, it was like a lot of tennis balls in a bucket, and some hats on this other side. And I had to pick up the tennis balls and hold them at the same time as putting a hat on my head, and not drop any of the tennis balls within a certain number of time. So I thought, this is a bit silly, because if I'm going to bend down like this, holding these tennis balls, one's going to roll off when I'm bending down to pick a hat up, particularly when it gets to the bottom one. So I got my jacket this way and brought it up like that. So I had a little trough here, and I put the ball. And the big one is where they offered a 500, I think it was £500, which was a lot of money then, yeah, in 1950s. And they brought on a card table, which is just a simple four-leg table with a top on that you put your cards out on when you're having a game, with the top cut out. So there was no top on it at all. And my wife had some tennis balls at the side of her on a little table, so she'd no need to bend down. And she had to bounce the ball down her side through the hole in the table. And I had a top hat on without a top, and I had to catch the ball in the hollow of the hat up here. I managed to catch one. I had to catch three. I managed to catch one, but I didn't catch the other two. The reason being that I had a bald head then, like I have now. I was bald when I was 21. And so the balls just bounced. If I'd had a shock of hair up here, they just sort of settled and rolled down to the back. So we didn't get that one. Anyway, they came on then, and he said, right, he said, well, he said, you missed the main prize, he said, but we're just bringing the other prizes in that you've won. And they brought in a radiogram, which was a piece of furniture, not like a little record player. It was a piece of furniture, light oak, about 4 feet wide, with a cupboard on either side to put your records, because there were no tapes and DVDs then. Put your records in both sides, a radio in the centre, and then you lifted the lid up and there was the record player in the top, and a fireside chair. So that, and it was a nice chair too, a good chair.